USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Russia said it would resume its participation in a deal to free up vital grain exports from Ukraine after suspending it over the weekend in a move that had threatened to exacerbate hunger across the world. In an emotional appeal, Ukrainian First Lady Olena Zelenska urged tech workers from around the world to create innovations to stop Russia and help save people in her war-torn country. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro did not concede defeat in his first public remarks since losing Sunday's election, saying protests by his supporters were the fruit of indignation and a sense of injustice over the vote. However, he stopped short of contesting the election result. And Israel's former premier, Benjamin Netanyahu, was poised for a dramatic return to power, claiming a huge vote of confidence from voters and declaring that his right-wing camp was on the cusp of a resounding election win. This is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.